documentation and stuff, right? And the book, the manual's attached to the ticket and all that stuff.
Okay.
Let's see. If you attempted to pull up the mobile app, right, to see what was there.
I looked at it.
On the iOS box on that.
Well, I can't get access to it. Right here.
You can't get access to it. So add to the ticket the URL that we use to pull up the mobile app with. I need to make sure that's still working. And I put the test account and password and everything in there that we use for testing when I was initially trying to debug all the interface connections and stuff like that. So you should be able to.
Something I can type in on here?
Yeah, into a browser.
Or 49?
149. should be slash maintenance with the uppercase M and N. So I can't be reached? Use to connect. Well, let me figure out what's new then. How do we test it if they've taken down our testing kit?
I'm also wondering what exactly you want me to do with this. So if you can put this right down the details of what you want.
I want to go through the configuration, get everything that it shows that it comes with by default configured.
Configure it. What do you want?
I need set up to where that I can look at it. I can look at buildings and rooms. I can do registration.
So this is not really programming, it's just typing in text and moving links.
At this point, there's other things that aren't there that we're going to need developed yet. I mean, just in the beginning. Like there's this is kind of just like pie sky stuff at the very moment. But we've already been asked to develop a little app, if you will.
So it'd be helpful if I knew what we're trying to do so I can start researching, because I don't know how long it'll actually take. You said 3 months, but I don't really know if that's because I don't know what
to get into.
I think 3 months
to get what's out there. And most of that time is going to be, I think, fighting through getting it published on the store, Apple Store, published on Google Play. That is where I think the hard part's going to be. But just for an example, we've had a request for an app that you pull up our mobile app and you go up to one of these machines. It's got a state tag on it. Take your camera, take a picture, and it reports back who that belongs to and all that kind of stuff. That's for everybody on campus so they can do their day. So they can figure out whose stuff it is. Because right now, what departments and property and all these folks do is they have to go over to a device, look at the back, what's the property tag number, write it down, then go back and call somebody up and say, what's this property tag number? And every year we get into this mess at state level with
recognition stuff, software. I don't know any of that.
And none of us do.
And that might require building a big project to actually do, because that's extensive stuff. They've put years of things. I can't see that being done in 3 months at all.
No. But I mean, that's kind of the way this thing is going to go. The 3 months is just to get it up for students can register. If I can get the bill payment interface up to where we can add that to it. Because right now, the interface we have for pay is not mobile friendly, as far as I can tell. I think we tried that some time ago, and it's just not mobile friendly. So we've got to work with our payment company to get that done. Essentially, this, for most intents and purposes,
will replace most of the functionality in banner self-service. Now, the banner self-service is, with Banner 9, they're moving toward more user-friendly stuff. And I shouldn't say user, mobile-friendly stuff. So we're going to incorporate those into our mobile app as well. The direction for the website is going to be is going to be pretty much marketing and stuff that requires guest login. If it requires a user login, it's coming to the mobile and to the portal.
The website you're talking about, this, not, because when you say website, I just think Magnet's website.
The Magnet's website is going to move toward, if it requires a user login, other than for content update, you know, user logins are going to all go to the portal and to the mobile. And that's where we're headed with it right now. And that's why, you know, I know you have a lot of experience with, you know, forms and graphics and accessibility and all that.
Got experience with the specific languages and forms that generate them.
Well, I mean, that's more than
graphics. I'm not good at art.
We'll have help. And
it's beyond skills.
We'll have help with that. But what we have is a shell that, you know, with Luminous and with the Lucian Mobile, that kind of gets us started. And the good thing about the Lucian Mobile, as far as I can tell, is that you don't have to, you know, unless you get into apps like I was just describing, where you have to get into the like barcode recognition and all that stuff. Now, I know that there's plugins and apps and stuff that do that, but until you get into that stage, you know, it's mostly a lot of configuration and making sure, you know, authentication works. You know, it's a lot to it, Kevin. I mean, it really is. I mean, I wish I had personally had enough time to do it, because I would be doing it myself. Because it's going to be the thing that every single student, every single faculty member use. There's a few of the older ones like me, you know, that are going to struggle with it, but all the new people, they don't care nothing about this. They all want this, you know, and that. That's what they want, and that's what they have. That's what they show up with. So that's why it's an important project here.
From a web program point of view, it's trivial, because it isn't in your interest. No, no, not being using this project, the stuff of making HTML5, that's already stuff we already have, that's trivial. This is something else, because it's a project we have less control over. It's learning a new project, but just using code directly, not using an intermediary like this, it's trivial. You just need to know a theme, and we haven't been told to do any theme work. Like the website.
Well, I'm not, you know, the website has a team of, or a group, or a circle of people out there working on it.
Yeah, I was there.
Well, you know, my thing is, it's this vicious circle. UCS had the website. Marketing found out about it, took website from UCS. Marketing fails. UCS takes website back, or IT migrate. UCS has website. Now marketing wants website back. So it's just this circle. It'll just be a little while. But that's, you know, that's the circle of life, it seems. But let me figure out, I got to figure out how to get into the mobile app. I mean, there was that URL at the end of the mobile app itself, right? I mean, you know, when we were looking at the configuration online.
And when you click that, it does the same kind of thing.
It says site's unavailable.
It just, yeah, it doesn't show up anything in that. That really, that complicated URL for the testing.
Yeah, we pull it up. Like, see what it's doing. I mean, there might be something wrong with our site that we can't reach it or something.
Until you try to pull it up on a computer, I might think it might be blocked on wireless for security. Like, it's an original IP. Which is an IP or desktop. LAN. So, wireless LAN. I can access Google, so it's not my connection that's the issue. I don't have those codes memorized.
This is what I get when I go to that URL on Harry thing. That's what I get. That's not what I was. I'm not sure what that's doing for me.
And you had to fix some of the URLs, or?
I just had that there was %2B in there.
So
just,
it wouldn't let you copy it and type it?
No, I copied it. And then I changed the %2B to a plus sign, and that's how I got that.
Okay, so the thing is double escaping it when they put that link on there, so if you follow the link as is, it wouldn't work.
But I'm still concerned why this refused to connect. And it won't connect on your device, right?
I tried lowercase in here, I tried HTTP and HTTPS.
Figure out if this still works or not, and why that's not working.
So I think that might take a while, so to put this meeting on hold until we get this working.
Well, I mean, we can't really pull up our app and take a look at it until we get this going, or figure out how to pull up our app.
Is there anything else you need to let me know about this? So while you're doing that,
I put it on the ticket. I put this URL, this 149.24 on there.
on the ticket, and the accounts we were using, to try, you know, for our testing. So I'll put that on the ticket, and I will review the other, little emails I got. Most of them are just me complaining about, why it wouldn't connect to CAS and why it wouldn't connect to, Banner, you know, till I got all those problems worked out. So I'll find the ones, I think they said they had published it, but I never got any emails, you know, about it being published on, Apple or something like that. I can't see how it would have passed anyway.
So is CAS set up on top of LDAP, or is it running independent? Like, does it pull LDAP for the names and then does the password management, or is it just has its own database of names?
No, it's pulling from AD. And AD.
So not LDAP, AD?
Well, yes, AD, it has an LDAP piece in it, yeah.
Okay, so it provides an LDAP client or a service.
Yeah. But in the beginning, it would not connect to that. It would not connect to Banner. And I had, you know, they set it all up and it didn't work. So I had to go spend all my time trying to figure out what was wrong with their stuff. And I got that set up. But I was counting on this working. It's just been a while since I've used it. But the last time I worked on it, that 149 URL there worked. So I'll contact and find out how that's supposed to work. And I'm assuming there's nothing in the documentation that tells you how you test it on your own local website.
Unless it's hosting at some IP address locally that we can get to.
I mean, it's, yeah, we have our own servers.
So what's the IP?
It's mobile test and mobile prod is the two server, I mean, that's the two DNS entries. I can't tell you what the IP is.
Well,
I mean, I'm assuming
DNS entry's fine.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's going to be inside that documentation. And I can have Daniel restart the Tomcats and stuff over there just to make sure that the mobile stuff is still working.
Tomcat is running. I see a Tomcat page, but I don't see.
It should be something like an Illusion mobile server or something like that. I mean, I'm sure that documentation, because we followed the documentation, you know, through the letter.
I don't know the name of the program, though. Maybe it's called Illusion.
Could be Illusion mobile server or something.
Is that an S or a C? Always misspell it.
ELLUC.
Well, it's not listing on slash Illusion, so maybe Illusion Mobile. Hopefully, there's no dashes or other weird.
There could be. Let's see if we get there.
With the situation, as they call it, using the buzzword, devices, even though everything technically is a device, once again, words are being redefined. More younger kids are not understanding how to use mice and aren't able to use that kind of interface anymore. Which is kind of surprising because mice is very simple to me, even as a kid.
I guess your finger, if you can use your finger, you always got it. You're not hunting it. It's not.
But to me, it's the same thing as a mouse. You do the same thing as motion and click the same stuff.
It's not. You know, you just got this one thing.
But they're saying, they're complaining about some schools or some studies or stuff saying that they notice a lot of younger kids, like under 10, or just going, well, that's the words that you use, saying that they're not knowing how to use it, so maybe there's some other context involved in that that they're not actually saying. So it could just be insufficient information when they're communicating, so it leads to misunderstanding.
I mean, I go to basketball games and stuff, and all the kids, every one of them, have gotten something like that. It's most of them are the apples, and they sit there, and that's what their entertainment while the basketball game is played, while their parents are watching, and they're sitting there on that. So that's what they come up knowing. My son, when he was, this big, his favorite number was 4. Why? That's the number the TV had to be set on at home and active so he could watch his shows. So that's the kind of mentality. These kids were coming up on that. So the high school kids and stuff, that's what they use. So that's what they want everything. Everything is that right there. Now, if you're using that on your finger, does that help you with the touch, or you just don't like touching the screen?
I don't like touching the screen. It keeps it clean. It keeps me from messing it up.
Okay.
And it's thin enough so it doesn't prevent me from doing anything.
Well, see, my fingers at my age are drying out, so I have trouble with those touch things.
You should try some of the soap I use.
I'll try something. I was hoping that what you were doing there was for some kind of similar thing.
No, I don't. My fingers are oily, so. I still got some stuff on from touching the sides.
Okay, so my task is to go get our task right now is to get a test URL so we can get it up on our box so we can play with it. And I got to find out why this other one used to work and it doesn't work anymore. And but first we'll have Daniel restart. So maybe I can do that. Where am I?
Looks like Tomcat's working. I think it's at least on mobile test. But it may be that the subservice, whatever the Illusion Mobile is called, might need to be started. It's been a while, but I have dealt with Tomcat. I just don't remember it enough. I'd have to get a refresher on it.
Yep, I restarted it. So it's still the same thing, right? It won't connect. Let me try.
Mentioned that earlier that I was thinking it was on the wireless, but maybe he did more than just the wireless. Maybe
he might have blocked this. Let's see. Could you check a firewall entry to see if you have one for a particular IP for me? I can't remember the last time when I was working on Illusion Mobile, if the firewall was in place or not.
I need to make sure that we have some entries for 101.140 and 141. I mean, I'm not sure what port it is, but it should be allowing something through.
Yeah, we have an entry for both. Allowing. Maybe 443 and then 8080 and then 8443.
Okay. All right. Do you have any kind of entry there for, here's the IP address, 149.24?
00.
Well, I mean, that would cover it, I guess. It's 12 and 122.
No, I don't have that.
But you have a class?
Well, at one point I did a search for it, but I still don't have an entry for it. In other words, if you remember that I did the searches, there's no actual entry in there.
I'm not sure, because it should be coming in on our mobile server, but that's the source that it's coming from. Does this have to do? Okay, I'll just read it. Okay, well, I'm thinking that when did the firewall? It went up last summer, right?
It's maybe been longer than that, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it hadn't been working before, so let me see if I can get with Lucian and figure out why I can't connect to our mobile.
Okay.
All right. Okay.